Last October, Governor Phil Scott visited Barrie City, the municipality hardest hit by last summer's flooding, to lay out his vision for the future. Vermont Public's Lola DeFore reports on what happened next.
The Republican governor had come to the city council to propose an ambitious project to make his hometown more resilient to extreme weather. His pitch was straightforward. Flooding like this will happen again, and Barrie can't simply build back what it had before.
These 100-year storms are turning into 10-year, decade storms instead. And that end of Barrie will be hit, I believe, again.
And so Scott unveiled architectural renderings for a completely reimagined North End neighborhood. In these, all homes and apartment buildings within a five-block stretch were demolished to restore the floodplain and create a new recreational space, dubbed Gateway Park. On the outskirts of that park, at higher elevations, a variety of housing, including apartments, condos, and single-family homes, could be built. But a year after the flood, ambitions have been scaled back, and instead, recovery for Barrie is proceeding in a much more piecemeal fashion. Barrie is at work on several projects that adopt many of the themes of the governor's proposal, particularly as it works to make as much land as possible available for affordable and dense housing development. But the larger, comprehensive vision remains out of reach, at least for now, according to city manager Nicholas Strelli-Castro.
When he came in, you know, the governor had the drawing for the whole neighborhood. We haven't done that because we don't have site control for that.
Eminent domain is off the table, but the city has begun the process, alongside the state's recovery office, to undertake voluntary buyouts across the city. And about 60 property owners have already applied. But many people aren't ready to leave.
There's a different kind of resilience that's not based around landscape, but that's based around people. That's really hard to replicate.
That's Pam Wilson, a volunteer with Barrie Up, the local long-term recovery group.
Often people want two things at the same time. They want to stay in their neighborhoods, and they don't want to be flooded again.
Not too long ago, housing in Barrie was reliably cheap, but costs are rising rapidly. According to Pat Moulton, a state recovery officer, the housing crisis is one major difference between the state's post-Irene recovery and today.
You can't say to a property owner that's, you know, I know you've flooded four times, but we really want to buy this out and turn this into floodplain. And they're looking at you going, okay, where do I move? Well, don't have an answer for that. That's not good.
And in some cases, it's the city that doesn't want a property owner bought out. FEMA-funded buyouts require those properties to become green space permanently. According to Strelli-Castro, that's problematic in Barrie because the city desperately needs more housing and a larger tax base.
It's really sort of like a zero-sum game in a lot of instances, right? So if you're not adjacent to the river, if you're not clustered with another set of properties adjacent to the river, the city has low interest in buying you out. That doesn't mean you didn't get devastated by this flood.
Funding, unsurprisingly, is the other big problem in Barrie's recovery. When Scott pitched his idea, he told municipal leaders he believed federal cash could provide the bulk of the necessary public subsidies. But the HUD program that Scott administration officials were eyeing required new spending be authorized. And these days, Congress is not signing off on a lot of new spending.
It's not likely to happen until after the election. I mean, there's probably not much that's happening till after the election at this point. So the answer is no, that nice manna from heaven has not happened yet.
Moulton does think there are other opportunities to secure federal cash, and she's currently at work on a joint grant proposal for Barrie and Montpelier that could draw down up to $20 million from the EPA. But she's upfront that that grant is no guarantee, and that cobbling together funding this way will be a slog. Barrie City Council member Teddy Wazizak has a pithy saying about what the city needs. It's contractors and big bags of cash. Scott's state budget proposal did include tens of millions of dollars to help communities put up the matches needed to draw down funding from FEMA. But it omitted much of the other aid municipalities and flood survivors requested, a sore point for Wazizak.
The governor's office has not sent us contractors and has not sent us any bags of cash.
Prem Linsky is a construction manager with Barrie Up. He mostly works with homeowners who are trying to rebuild, whether that's by walking them through the permit process or connecting them to contractors or volunteer labor. Often, his job boils down to helping people reestablish a sense of normalcy, even though they might very well remain in harm's way.
It's just the way it is, you know. I worked on homes in Lahaina that had caught on fire and burned down 3 years ago and then just did again this past year. It's just, how many homes have I been in Vermont that flooded in Irene last July and then last December?
Scott's grand plan envisioned the residents of Barrie's North End safely relocated to higher ground. But until Vermont resolves its housing crisis, many will remain stuck in place. For Vermont Public, I'm Lola DeFore.